Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott and Eric Wittstrom all at one time.
Wow.
Wow.
Good morning. Monday morning.
7:05 and 55 seconds, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob.
Decaf.
Oh, you want me to decaf? Oh, no, it's too late. I'm up.
He's gone.
Too late. The train has left the station.
Well, good morning, and I hope you had a great weekend. And the pancake breakfast was awesome, and the rain held off for that, and that's all I cared about.
Well, we've got a story about that, but, honey, talk to us about weather.
Well, good morning, everybody.
And that was Linda, not Eric.
Yeah, no. We're so excited Eric is here this morning, so we'll have a nice threesome. Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios today. Scattered showers with our high of 72 and our low tonight of 55. Tomorrow calls for chances of showers with 73 and our lows tomorrow night are 56. Scattered showers is a forecast. Bob, how does the lake look?
Lake right now still 12 feet from the top. Not a lot of significant inflow in spite of the weekend weather. We'll be watching that. It takes a few days lag. They're holding it at about 12 feet down at 10 to 54 feet above sea level.
All right. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Have you found yourself going between your heater and your air conditioning, all within the same week? Yes, I have. So anyway, Shasta Gas Propane for all of your propane needs. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Now, talking about weather, you're right that the weather held Friday morning for the pancake breakfast.
Oh, 10,000.
You're one of those guys, aren't you?
Yes.
I didn't see you there.
I was out in front keeping the line straight.
Oh, is that right?
Yes,
we
I
did
was.
Not did
see
not see you. And then usually last year I think we had a wonderful, great time with you. It was last year with you and Camille. So this year we attended a wedding on Saturday night.
Oh,
but
boy.
Friday night
at
the rodeo.
We were the two out there.
Oh, that's
with
right,
the
you
bon
were.
Shows.
The only two out in rodeo.
At least at the beginning.
at least in the beginning.
We wanted to be there for the national anthem.
Sure.
And, of course, the Marine Corps came out in their beautiful color guard. So we had an umbrella. And we thought, how long are we going to sit here? Because it was
the rain.
Downpouring.
We came with ponchos, coats,
an
umbrella,
so
and hats, and Linda had a pad, a big foam
like
rubber
a
pad.
Turkey. Like
what you said when you're turkey hunting, right? Okay, that pad.
A camo pad.
Attagirl. And we said, okay, it doesn't look too bad, And then the heavens opened, and as it's pouring down, I mean pouring down, I'm looking across the arena, and I see the girls with the flags.
The drill.
But it's the ones bringing in the flags of all the sponsors. They're not. And so they're standing, and the rain is pouring down, and you can just watch their heads getting lower and lower and lower. And they're trying to just kind of like, I can do this. And then it starts. Here they come out. Then, then they all come to a stop, and here comes the Marines. They're coming out. The rain is pouring down. There's lightning back over there, and here they come. They come out two abreast, and then they go to four abreast, and those horses welded themselves to each other. I mean,
beautiful.
I've never seen them. Maybe they were just cold, but they leaned into each other. It was absolutely perfect. They made the turn, came back, and the singer comes out of the truck, and the guy's trying to hold his coat over her head to keep the rain from drowning her. During the national anthem. Frankly, I think she could have sang from inside the truck. It would have been okay. Nobody saw her. Meanwhile, everybody has scattered except Linda and I. We're sitting in our chairs.
We looked out around.
There was not a lot of people left out there. There were some
diehards.
Diehards.
Yep.
And so, that finishes. The Marines come off the field. And I tell you what, their faces were so expressionless. It was like what in the world are we doing here? Stare, well, just, you know. Yeah, they were saying, as soon as we get through here, we'll take care of our horses, and we're going to get out of these clothes, and we're going to hide wherever it's not raining.
Wherever it's dry.
And then the rodeo starts in the rain and splashing. We're splashed.
Yeah, we're splashed.
With muddy water.
Yeah,
with muddy water.
At least you hope it was mud.
And the, steer wrestlers.
Might have been poop water.
My gosh. When they hit the ground with the steer, they were sliding. One guy just lost his grip and grabbed the tail. It was like he was surfboarding behind. I mean, like he was skiing behind.
It was great.
It was great. Everybody got a huge round of applause for it.
Oh, boy. What about those mutton busters?
Love the mutton busters.
Mutton busting.
Didn't see him Saturday. Did you go Saturday night?
We were there later Friday night, actually.
Okay.
After the rain stopped.
Yeah. Oh, you were one of those that filled up
most
the stands.
Most people were.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand
When we left, it seemed like a lot of people
had really started coming in then.
But it was horrendous.
But we had parade. Then we did the parade on Saturday.
Yes. You were announcing.
I was announcing the parade. Were you in that group that was coming down shooting?
I was.
Ooh.
See, y'all,
bringing up the end.
Y'all look alike.
I know. We
and
have
you're
yellow.
and you're shooting. I warn all the kids.
Big hats.
People with kids. I said, you just get ready for this. This can get loud here. And these little kids running around in a circle screaming. And then you're trying to give them a shot to, you know, a hat that's got a hole blown through it. Yeah, like that's what they want. You know, they're sitting there. Their little ears are bleeding.
We have to ask you, Eric. How is it for you? You being in the parade as a cowboy.
It was this my first year in. It was fun. It was a ton of fun. It was for the weather holding a few people back. There was more entrance than there's been ever in the parade. Had a fairly good crowd. You know, there was people lined up all the way along. It was just a ton of fun. I think it came off pretty well. You know, we were looking at the skies the whole time, but for the most part held out.
Yeah, well, you're here with your starch shirt, ready for business today. Back to being a banker, but I mean, wow, what a week,
Is it fun wearing the yellow shirt?
It's fun wearing the yellow shirt.
Going out and doing those things, isn't it?
Yeah,
well,
it is.
You're a good
read. It's fun to see, you know, especially the expression on the kid's face. You know, everything from the parade, the pancake breakfast, the little kiddies parade on Thursday night. Uh-huh. And then, of course, the special, the horseback riding and wagon trains for the special needs kids.
Right.
You know, the whole week is just a ton of fun. It brings the community out, brings it together.
It really does.
Standing at the front of that pancake line and listening to people's comments, especially people from out of town, is absolutely amazing.
Well, really?
They just can't believe how many people show up for, you know, a couple flapjacks and a slice of sausage and coffee, you know. But it's just a ton of fun. When we moved up here, we went the first year with our little kids pulling them around. It's like, holy smokes, there's more than 10% of the town out here.
Yeah,
and then, you know, of course, we're there at the same spot every year.
Yep.
And all the radio stations know each other, all the personalities know each other. And we're all waving at each other and say, oh, hey, there's Billy, there's Don and Heather and all that. But we're there for one reason, is we're there as a group of...
Supporting the community.
The community.
Let's
come
together.
Right.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, hey, look, we're going to have to take a quick break, but let me tell you, it was a good thing we had our sleep number this week.
Yes,
I tell you what, we use that sleep number a lot. Not enough, because there was days, nights we just got like 6 hours. But at least we had our sleep number. We had that. My sleep number now is up to 65.
Firm.
My sleep number setting. And
it's like a piece of plywood.
I've gone down to 40, and I'm kind of hanging out there. So,
and right now, you can save $500 on a Memorial Day special edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. So you have the knowledge not only to adjust for your best sleep, it's going to tell you how, you know, give you ideas about ways of sleeping better. And like I said, my sleep number setting is 55, sometimes going up to 65, and I've had it up to 75.
I'm just sleeping in your driveway.
Except it's still really comfy.
Okay.
You know, whether it's, you know, adjusting your sleep number setting, cutting back your caffeine, stopping your use of computers or anything else that you're looking at before you go to bed, it's going to help you sleep. You can go and get your sleep number bed right now and save $500 on the Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology, you're only going to find the Sleep Number at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there, see Brian and Janice. I promise you, this is rated number one by Consumer Reports, is Sleep Number. That's right, the Dual Air technology is rated number one by Consumer Reports, which takes no advertising, so they've got no dog in the fight. They just give you what they really truly believe is their best estimate of the worth and value of a product, whether it's a car, a toaster, or a bed. That's a Consumer Reports. Anyway, Sleep Number, head on down, Target Shopping Center, see Brian and Janice. Okay, our Linda Bott, Carl Bott, and Eric Woodstrom, who is the president of the Northern Division of
Five Star Bank.
Ooh, we'll be right back after these because I've got a couple of rants. I have a couple of rants I want people to join in on when I come back. Starting with Mr. Obama and then working my way to the Democrats in Sacramento.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Green grass is everywhere, so come on in and pick up some ethanol-free 93 and get started on the weed-eating lawnmowers. We are filling propane bottles like a factory. If you're in a hurry, we have the exchange program also. We have a lot of race car fuel ready to go. If now's the time you want to talk about upgrading your kerosene heater or on-demand water heater, give Johnny a call. He's doing a lot of free estimates. We have bulk oils in your container or ours, and a lot to choose from. Open on Saturday in Reading till 3:30. So stop in and say hello. Northern Lights Energy. When you want to talk to a real person, not an answering machine, give us a try. Reading, Corning, Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company. Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
You're paralyzed by the possibilities when it comes to dealing with your windows.
Budget blinds ready.
What about function, total darkness, filtered light? Should there be a lining?
Budget blinds ready.
And then there's fabric. Do you need blinds, curtains, drapes, shutters? Maybe a layered look. What about installation?
Budget blinds ready.
At Budget Blinds Reading, you're given the very best of two worlds. Locally owned service and the peace of mind knowing Budget Blinds Reading offers more brands and more fashion-forward styles with window treatment options that work within your budget. Jerry and the whole Budget Blinds Reading team are dedicated to giving you design help to create a home that reflects your personality.
My goal for our customer here at Budget Blinds is when we walk out of the house, it's nicer than it was when we walked in. The customer got exactly what they wanted. If you're in need of custom window coverings, shutters, blind shades, draperies, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott and Eric Woodstrom.
Good morning on this special Monday. And by the way, congratulations. I know it's going to be an exciting Saturday. Eric's oldest daughter is getting married.
Woohoo!
So he gets to walk. She's getting married.
Walk my daughter down the
Mount
aisle.
Shasta. Wow. And just, you know, I can just feel all the energy around the day.
That's an understatement.
The day. The picture, the dress.
I didn't know
the day.
That.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
I see you several times a month, and you not ever once mentioned that. that she was getting married.
She's getting married.
I mean, we knew about. I knew about her. Yeah. You know, and about
engagement,
and a relationship, and all that.
The Air Force.
Spent 6 years in the Air Force, and now he's going to back to Butte College to get to be a paramedic, and
she got a job teaching here locally. I'm so excited.
So
when babies come, they can be. Oh God, Camille must be like, and just so heaven in heaven.
Yes. Yep, it's exciting. It's a great time.
Now, what quadruple is running your family too, right?
Yeah. Let's see what we can do. It's like there's no pressure on them.
Hey,
come
this
on.
Portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Properties by Merit. And Mary McCurdy, I tell you what, Mary is passionate about working with her clients from start to finish. She is so knowledgeable in all aspects of real estate. Give her a call at 949-1550 or check out her website, Mary McCurdy, and that's M-A-R-I. MCCURDY.com. Mary McCurdy at Properties by Merit. Linda was with her at Chicks with Chaps.
She's a blast.
Yeah. And speaking of Chicks with Chaps, most of the women were found that night.
We raised more money. No, there was
raised more money.
In fact, you know, if the event starts at 12:30, I did not leave till 5:00.
And then she came home, picked me up so we could go back for the rodeo.
I mean, and you know what? I have to just shout out to Don Burton and Heather. They emceed, and Don was auctioneer, and we raised more money. And there was this one party at the end that was going to be like a casino night where you had one of the cowboys would come and make your drinks, and then another one would teach you how to play poker, and then you had a card from, you know, for $200 with the groceries and all your beverages and what you wanted to do. So my group decided that we'd all go chip in and bid on that. And so we bid on it. It was fun. And the next thing you know, the group in the back bid on, will you do a second one? Then there was a third. So before those sold at very high prices, which, you know, of course, all the money went locally to breast cancer. And there were three survivors on Friday that spoke. It's right, you're close people to you. So anyway, that's what happened on Friday. It was good stuff.
All right. Now, let's start talking about some things that are going on in the world here. Obama goes to Vietnam and decides that the Vietnamese should be armed. So we're lifting the arms embargo after 50 years.
Wow.
Now, is it done because their human rights have gotten a lot better? No, let me quote from a McCarthy Washington Bureau. The biggest obstacle in President Barack Obama's hope to improve relations with Vietnam is the communist nation's dismal record on human rights. Some residents can't practice their religion. Other activists aren't allowed to run. An increasing number of bloggers are facing retribution for calling for more freedom and transparency. Human rights groups say nearly 100 dissidents are imprisoned in Vietnam. They are one of the most repressive regimes in the world after other nearby communist countries like China and North Korea. Remains very much a close power. So what we're doing is we're arming them now. And we're doing that because they're our friends. No, but even though we have trade agreements with them. In fact, look at a lot of the clothes you wear. Made in sweatshops in Vietnam. T-shirts, hats, all of these. So why are we arming them?
That's a really good question.
The Chinese.
That's what Barack says.
Yep.
President Obama.
That's what he says. He says, you know, the Chinese, as we all know, is pushing out in the South China Sea, saying this is our sea. They're literally building islands and then putting military installations on these islands out there.
So how well will that work?
Well, yeah. And then they're also building.
Mad at the Chinese. They're
building carriers. They've already built one carrier fleet, and they're building their second one. At the same time, we're at the smallest Navy we've had since World War I. Our air forces are in worse shape than they've ever been due to the fact of loss of personnel, lack of spare parts. Something like we've got two squadrons left of bombers, where before we had eight. In the Marine Corps, a third of the Marine Corps fighter intercept jets, F-18s, can't fly due to lack of parts and people to fly them. And so at the same time, the Chinese are pushing out. So what are we doing? Let's arm the Vietnamese, which frankly is if they want to fight, you know, in that area, let's give them the power to do it. Let's see what they can do against the Chinese. I'm not sure. Maybe the Chinese may find out what it's like to fight against the Vietnamese for two or three centuries. Maybe they have already. Okay. You know, it's just as, you know what, and frankly,
really?
Yeah, they are repressive.
It'd be great if he spent a little more time and energy at home.
You would think they might.
You'd think so.
Yeah. Hey, Nefarious is going to be this Wednesday at Cascade Theater. It's
really?
About the. It's 7 p.m. The doors open at 6 p.m., 7 p.m. This is about human trafficking in America. And this is, and the fact here in town, we have that problem. In fact, two panderers, or two or three of these pimps, panderers, two of them were just sentenced to a life in prison for what they did to the 16-year-old girl. And one of the speakers there is going to be is 14 years old, or she was 14 when she was... When she left home, was picked up by some guy and talked her into it, and that night was turned out. And 2 days later, she was able to escape, but they didn't know what to do. She ends up in a mental institution, and she has since fought back, and now she's helping to lead this fight against human trafficking. Megan Rapinoe.
Megan. Megan was at Pancake Breakfast.
Megan was she?
Yeah, she came through at the towards the end of it.
Oh, cool.
Spread a little cheer, took pictures with a ton of kids.
Her
clinic was yesterday just filled with everybody, and all those kids are like,
soccer camp.
They're in awe of this, of her. And Megan, what an honor being the parade marshal and all this. And, the thing is that
she's a gracious person.
Yeah, she crushed her ACL, and so she's trying to come back. And she doesn't know. She says, if I can't compete at that level, I don't really want to be on the team.
We tried to get our granddaughter to come out from Albuquerque, but she's on her way this next weekend to Washington, D.C. She's in finals. It just didn't work out. But it would have been an incredible experience for her as well. But, we heard nothing but great comments. And thank you so much to Megan and her sister, twin sister, who also did the soccer clinic as well as and all the things that she did with the community this weekend.
Yep,
she did.
Wonderful.
Now, Record Searchlight had an editorial this weekend, and Silas told me earlier about it. He said you're really going to like this one. He says it's just what's happening down in Sacramento is a crime. They are taking this initiative law that says we can push things on to let the people vote on it, and they're using that as a club to steamroll legislation through this Democrat Senate and Assembly. First was the $15 an hour wage. And they hammered us with that one because the unions were going to bring that one up. Oh, it's going to win. The latest is Lieutenant Governor Newsom's initiative about all the Second Amendment restrictions. You have to get a license to buy ammo. You can't give a box of ammo to your grandson if you're going to be shooting, or your new son-in-law, or the person next to you if you're shooting up on a trap range. You can't loan your rifle to your son to let him shoot because that's illegal. All these others. And so what did the Senate do is they raced through to put together these 11 gun bills. And what was De Leon? What did he say? We can't trust the voters. After all this hard work, we can't let this go to the voters.
I saw that
they'll vote against it. And there'll be more Republicans voting. I can't believe this man actually said this.
Yep.
But he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care.
Because?
He's got an agenda.
Not only that.
He doesn't care what the voters say.
The Record Searchlight comes out and he says, we don't agree with the state of Jefferson, but perhaps, but on this one they are so right. And the fact is that we are being in the rural areas of this state and really of this country. Are being slammed by the urban areas, have no idea how we live, who we are, and nor do they care. I know that. Eric, you're up here. Up here in the northern end of the valley, I know you're an avid hunter and sportsman and fisherman. And I also realize you've got a position there, so if you don't want to say things like, De Leon should be locked up, I understand that. But,
well, I think it's just telling that, how power has gotten to his head and a number of others. That when they come out and make a statement that they're worried about the voters voting something down, so they're going to do it through legislative action.
Yeah.
On
I've never heard of that. Somebody actually saying that out loud.
My goodness, yeah.
And they don't let you, they don't put them up for 24 hours or 48 hours, let people look at them. No, it's in the dead of night. They pass these pieces of offal. Is that how you pronounce it? Offal? Which is the polite way of saying caca.
Stuff.
Saying horse
stuff.
Droppings. And they do this. And you know what? And it's like, they, you know, they've done things like, if you have a magazine that's over 10 rounds, you have to turn it in, destroy it, take it out of the state. You can't buy ammunition over the, you know, you can't buy it online. You can't buy ammunition without a card and a thumbprint, and you have a 10-day wait. You can't, you know, any rifle with a removable magazine is now an assault rifle or an AR.
Isn't that crazy?
That's talking about those five round, yeah.
Those little clip,
yeah.
Deer rifles.
Your 22s, your deer rifles, all of those. Well, I think they said center fire, so not 22s. But,
right.
Yeah, there's your Remingtons, yep. All this. Things that your grandfather was hunting with is now an assault rifle, according to them.
No, it's unbelievable. It's
no more bullet buttons. Okay, so how are you supposed to get that magazine out of that gun then?
Hammer and screwdriver?
Yeah, something like that.
I guess so. No, it's just nuts. It's just... You know, once again, the liberal left is making law-abiding citizens tempted to break the law. Because the only people that will abide by these laws are law-abiding citizens. The criminals don't care. It doesn't matter.
You don't think that one crip won't hand a gun to another crip? But the second that Eric takes his rifle to... Your son, who likes to hunt and shoot, said, yep. Here, Dad, can I try that?
Let's go out and target shoot.
And you hand him that gun to let him shoot.
I've broken the law.
That's it. You've broken the law.
We're making more law breaking.
I mean, and he knows about it. He knows, yeah. Dad just broke the law with this. Because we're not supposed to do this. Because kids aren't stupid. Anyway. Okay, we need to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and Eric Woodstrom, 5-star man. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months. 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes sole EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Linda Bott, and Eric Winchcombe, five-star bank. Just all of us here today. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods, locally owned and operated by father and son, Kyle and Ed DeFore. Full deli, full butcher shop. You can get it all. Their meat there is a lot cheaper than most of the places you're going to go to because they do it all right there. It's the world's largest convenience store, and it's got over 250 different kinds of beers. 250 different kinds. That's right. And Eric knows because he's gone through 146 of them, and he's still...
So far.
And he's still working. He says, I got a bunch more weekends to do that. One-stop shop in the way to the lake right down there on 299 and Deschutes Road. Now, let's talk about Kyle for a second. He has also got a great sports show Tuesday nights right here on KCNR. And he is our announcer for Colt 45's baseball, which starts this Friday, everybody. This Friday, Colt 45's baseball. Go down there. $5 to get in, $5 for a hot dog and a drink. It is great, great, great entertainment. Go on down there, and we'll talk more about that. Okay, let's go to the phones real quick. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning?
We're fine, hey. Terry.
Good. A couple of quick things. The article in the Record Searchlight on the front page, the Jefferson article, was very wrong. I have a call in to Joe. We have 21 counties, not just 11, number one. Number two.
That was on Sunday. That was Sunday's paper, right?
Yes, the Record Searchlight, yes.
Yeah, on Sunday.
On Sunday.
Right, okay.
And the other thing is that there's 21 counties that have filed declarations. Actually, 9 counties have had their boards of supervisors file declarations. The rest have been by the people. It also showed on the map that showed Sutter and Yuba. Well, Sutter not only came in, it came in 5-0 with their supervisors signing a declaration, and Yuba was 3-1 with one abstaining signing a declaration. But in their editorial... the one thing that they really got right is, I mean, really, how much more do we take? I mean, how much more do people in California take? The other thing is, and you'll be hearing about this, is we have signed yesterday the papers with the attorneys that take us to a Title 28, 1462 code in the United States Code, which will be a dilution of vote case, and we're going to be accepted. So this is the real deal, folks. We need liberty. I don't see how California can exist in this way. How much more can they do to you? Oh, but there is a tax coming, 50 cents a gallon, or excuse me, 50 cents a mile over anything you drive over the allotted mileage. That's a new one that's coming, so look for that one. And we've been right on every one of these laws.
Well, Terry, I can just say is that you don't really have to say anything. You just keep watching the Senate and the Assembly down in Sacramento. They're the ones that are giving you all the publicity you need by passing these laws. And you know what? And you know, here's the thing is, people say, well, we just need to get more representation by electing more. We're not going to elect anymore the way it's set up. Brian Daly reaches out. He pulls people up. Makes no difference. Gaines can't do anything. And, frankly, I think a lot of people are upset to the point now that it's like, well, what's our options? Unless they change dramatically, we get a senator per county, what are the options?
Recently with Brian Daly, Mark Baird had a chat with him and to – basically, quote Brian Daly, number one, California is totally broken. He believes that that they're doing this to us on purpose. There is no saving it, and he doesn't have any answers. That's the end of the conversation. We had a meeting on Sunday at the Granzella Banquet Room in Williams, where 9 counties met. And I'm just telling you that things are really rolling. We, again, the Record Searchlight, I'm surprised Joe got so much stuff wrong about that. We're not seceding. But I left a message for him. I'm amazed that we can have the conversations we have with him and they get this stuff wrong. Well, but
hey,
maybe that's
Terry,
on purpose.
Terry, we got to run. We got other guests here, but we'll
have
set up
a
time to do a big catch up here.
Have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye. Well, you know, it's got a lot of people offended. Kim Shaw.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic.
Okay, nefarious.
Yeah, we're going to have this big event on Wednesday, May 25th, and at the Cascade Theater, we're going to be showing Nefarious, Merchant of Souls. And as you know, that's a documentary about human trafficking, which is an epidemic right now in our nation, in our world, and it's actually happening right here in Redding, California.
You know, people don't realize that what a problem this is. And we had somebody in here speaking one time, and literally that day we headed south, Linda and I did, and we stopped. It's along the freeway, I-5, and I was pumping gas, kind of looking around. Linda went inside to use the facilities. They said, oh, no, they're outside. So she came out. I didn't see her come out. She had to walk totally around the back of the building, and parked back there was a van. And she went by. She was, you know, very aware of it.
Because of what had happened on our show that day, it's something that you would never think of, because in our, growing up, you just like, oh, the kids went to the bathroom. You know, hey, you're going to go, we're going to stop and do like a bathroom break. But it really dawned on me, A, because that person came on the show, B, because when I had gone in to see if the bathroom was inside of the gas station, there was a girl, pictures of two different girls that were missing. And so then I just went around, and then I thought, you know, Carl could have looked up, and I could have, it was really interesting, because what went through my mind was somebody driving to the front on his cell phones, a van going by in the back, as if what the scenario would have been like, there's a sting. There's like, not a sting, but like this, you know, let's abduct a girl.
And that 15-year-old or that 16-year-old or that 17-year-old, maybe
eight.
Driving or eight, and they went around the corner there.
Yeah.
Into the van. The van pulls out, and they could have gone north or south
The
5. You would have never
seen
it.
Dad looks up from pumping gas and goes, where's my daughter?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or my son.
I walked inside, and then the time I was walking in, Linda comes around the side. She says, it's in the back. She said, did you see me? And I went, no.
No, so here's a whole movie that unfolded in my head because of awareness. So that's what this movie, this documentary, this is real stuff, folks. So the documentary is not going to be what if. The documentary is really factual.
Absolutely. So, and to your point, 11-year-olds is what they're looking for typically. I think that's the number one age that they try to abduct, which is just sickening.
11.
11.
And you've got somebody in there that was abducted when she was 14, right?
Yes.
One of the people working with you.
Yeah, Holly Gibbs. She works for us at Dignity Health Corporate, and she is a human trafficking survivor. She'll be talking that night after we watch the movie. She was taken out of a mall, basically, and put on the streets within a few hours. Luckily, cops saved her within a day or two and you know, got her out of that situation. But how horrific to think that your child could be plucked out of the
mall. Yeah, by arresting her, wasn't it?
Right.
They arrested her. That's how she was saved.
Right.
She was out there.
But how did she, I'm curious how she got plucked out of a mall. I mean, I know that a lot of kids will go to the mall to hang out. You know, you're starting to become a tween. A teen, you know, and I think about, you know, it's kind of a social hang, you know, you just kind of want to go hang out at the coffee court.
Well, these guys, they prey on girls and they say, oh, you're so beautiful. You could be a model. Come, I'll show you portfolios that I have, you know, that sort of thing. They can lure children out of the mall just like that. And it's really just terrifying. You know, we just recently had two people here in the Reading area that were convicted with multiple life sentences. They had abducted a girl from Sacramento and had her up here in Reading working the streets.
16 years old, I think. Well, that.
So the movie's Wednesday night. Give us more information and how we buy tickets, and we want to drive it home that is this week.
Yes, it is this week. So please go online, Cascade Theater, and buy tickets. We have two different ticket prices. We have general admission, which is $20. VIP is $50. We'll be having a VIP networking party at Market Street before at 5:30, before the movie starts. It'll be a great opportunity to meet different community leaders that are on the forefront of this. You know, fighting trafficking in our area. So just a great opportunity to come out, learn, and we'll have a discussion, a community panel discussion afterwards about what we're doing in Reading and what we need to do in Reading to make sure that we can stop this.
Well, you know, this is something that One Safe Place is involved in, and then you are one of the ones that are putting her body and her psyche out there.
And her husband.
And her husband for Dancing with the Stars to help raise money for just, you know, to help people that are victims of this.
Absolutely. So my husband and I are competing in Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style, this summer. My body hurts right now, but it's okay. It's we're really having a great time, and this is our big fundraising event that we're doing for that. All the proceeds will go to One Safe Place, but also some will go to Mercy Foundation North, because we want to continue to raise money and deploy prevention, education, and intervention around human trafficking in the North State.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate so much. Well, first of all, I think this is something we need to go down and see, because, you know, frankly, we've had different groups of people coming through here. And when you have a 13-year-old granddaughter who's just absolutely beautiful, that we just saw pictures of her graduating from her 8th grade dance.
Wow.
And she had her dance, and she's absolutely beautiful. And you think about her. That
unimaginable.
It is unimaginable, yet it's happening out there. And you see these photos of these kids missing, and you wonder, gosh, what happened? What happened? Well, a lot of them were just walking down the street.
Absolutely.
And taken like this, and what a horrible, horrible thought that is.
Well, I think the other myth is that these girls are into prostitution and they went there willingly. And actually, the statistics show that less than 2% of women go into prostitution, you know, on their own. Like, that's their career aspiration.
Like an 11-year-old can make that decision, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway. Okay.
Wow.
Kim Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody,
you guys.
Wednesday, Nefarious. It's at the Cascade Theater. Go online, buy tickets, or go down there and buy tickets. Doors open at 6, and the movie starts at 7.
That's right.
There you go. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Eric Wittstrom, Five Star Bank, Linda Bott, and myself.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning, they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. Washington, D.C. is a long way from the North State, not just a distance, but also an attitude. The decisions made there affect much of our everyday lives. The national debt is nearing $20 trillion. That's mind-boggling. It must be brought under control. And those politicians who say everyone needs to pay their fair share, well, they're talking about you paying more, not themselves. We don't need higher taxes. You already pay too much. The best way to eliminate the crushing debt is to control government spending and the ridiculous regulations that chase our jobs overseas. It's that simple. I voted against the big spenders and to slash the debt. We've put the brakes on more billions of your federal tax dollars being spent on the high-speed crazy train. And I will keep fighting to build new reservoirs, protect our North State water, and force the VA to take care of our veterans. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I authorize this message.
Doug LaMalfa is endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, it's Linda Bott and Molly Kidd. Join us on Thursday night during On the Spot at 6 p.m.
Also on the first Thursday of every month, join Rhonda Ball and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine. We bring you art, entertainment, food, highlights, and all the stuff going on in the North State.
Don't forget the giveaways, lots of laughs, and great information.
That's On the Spot Thursdays at 6 p.m.
here on KCNR 1460.
Brought to you by Dandelion Gift and Apparel, Wind River Resort at Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning, 1460. Bob, what's that song?
From the 1990s, that's Beautiful Disaster by 311.
No wonder I like it. It's Beautiful Disaster.
That's the story of my life. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Not that you're a disaster. That's not what I mean.
I don't
mind. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. I'm telling you. Go down
Manic
there.
Monday.
Get that jewelry. See, you know what? It's a place in town. You get estate jewelry. You can get it all. The great prices, terribly honest. The only trained watch repairman in town, and a gemologist and a jewelry designer, all at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. You're not going to be sorry buying your jewelry at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4:30. Okay.
Eric Woodstrom is with us this morning. He's the president of Five Star Bank. I know
Northern
you have
Division.
many titles.
That's fine.
Many titles, but your expertise is on, of course, what your bank stands behind is are helping small businesses to find their dream, to let them become a part of the American dream. What are you seeing, especially now with election year coming up? Are people still wanting to, I guess, gamble in business?
You know, that's a really good question. We've been through so many years of Democratic control of certainly at the state level, and then at the president. And there was a lot of anxiety in the last couple of elections over who was going to be president, and if Obama was going to continue, and business generally was cautious. I don't see that as much anymore. I think we're seeing businesses, at least in our area, and the ones that we bank, just moving beyond the politics and taking care of their own business. You know, buying trucks, investing in back into their business, and just going. They've been beat up enough. They've taken the attitude of, let's just roll up our sleeves, work a little harder, and persevere and get through this. They're all about growing their business, being successful, taking care of their families and their employees' families, and moving beyond the politics. And I think that's kind of the general theme. Do they have an opinion? Yes. The tax structure, both locally at the state level and at the federal level, is really burdensome relative to other areas of the country and other countries, and I think that's probably the biggest challenge that businesses see out there as they become successful and profitable, is just getting hammered on taxes both at the corporate level and then at the personal level again. But for the most part, the ones that we bank and the ones that I listen to at the EDC and at the different chamber events and different regional economic events are just moving forward.
Well, it's funny, but I was talking to Bruce Dean the other day. Bruce, who is, I guess, by any measure you would say is an extremely successful man, he and his wife, and what they've accomplished with the Blackbeard Niners. And by the way, they're up to 78 now, and they're opening four or five
and
more.
Don't they have plans to go?
They have merged with a large, I guess, investment group.
Okay.
And who are letting them make the decisions. So I guess letting Bruce.
Providing them capital, letting them make decisions.
Right. Because
taking their
successful
model, making it bigger.
So he's a success, but he's looking at this $15 an hour wage increase.
Sure.
And he says it's going to be destructive to our state. He said it's not even Oregon did it, but they did it in such a way as that, okay, you'll go up to whatever is it, $14 in Oregon, in Portland, but in all the rural areas it's down to like $11 or $12.
Yes.
And yet our state didn't do that at all. Our state made it for the same minimum wage for San Francisco as it does for Alturas. And think about that. Or Reading.
Yes.
We're already fighting that battle.
It's clearly more of a regional decision, should have been, like a lot of things, should be regionally oriented. But our legislature, with the power that they have, is just, you know, we have the steamroller going.
Well, that's it. And they, and then with this initiative thing, like the Record Searchlight amply pointed out, they're using that initiative to steamroll stuff through the Senate and the Assembly. The $15 an hour is a good reason, a good way to see it. Now the gun legislation, and Raposa was talking about a new gas tax based on how many miles you drive. Well, if you're in downtown L.A. or San Francisco, that doesn't impact on you at all. You're out here driving 100 miles round trip to pick up a prescription, it does.
Mm-hmm.
So is there, I mean, I know what you say about people ignoring a lot of this.
Yeah,
I mean, we are. We
well, I don't know. Yeah, ignoring might be too strong a word, but yeah, they're just moving beyond it. It's like, geez, you know, we've worried about it, but we need to move forward. We need to be successful in our companies.
Yep.
We need to just go.
What's this new impact going to have from the Department of Labor about overtime for salaried workers?
Wow. Yeah, that's going to be a big one. It's, you know, once again,
nobody saw that one coming.
With the stroke of a pen, we've changed the landscape for employers.
By over doubling
yeah.
the amount of salaried.
Well, you know, salaried employees, you know, up to an arbitrary limit.
Right.
Will have, you know, if they work more than 40 hours a week,
yeah.
you know, we'll have to be paid overtime. So it's going to change productivity.
Up to 42,000. It used to be 27,000. Now it's 42,000
yeah.
or 44,000.
Which might not be a big number in New York or any
yeah.
major metropolitan, but it's a big number in a lot of, you know, in a lot of America.
Yeah.
So
right,
it's
there,
it's going to change productivity. It's going to,
yeah.
you know, there's going to be those employees that work hard at their job, that you know, put the extra effort in, that qualify to be exempt. To be salaried versus the hourly, that, you know, that now we'll have to think about, gosh, I'm getting close to 40 hours. My employer, you know, can they afford paying me overtime? Is their supervisor saying, you know, gee, no more than 40 hours? All these new rules that are really, you know, won't create any more productivity, create less.
Or they'll take the salaries away, put them back on hourly wages, and then when you want to see a manager, manager's not going to be there. So, yeah, it's just, again,
the way it was delivered to us, the way we saw it,
and
we saw it was a stroke of a pen. It wasn't a lot of debate, discussion.
Yeah.
It was a stroke of a pen. Let's go.
And the comment that Lopez made, who was head of that, the comment he made was so beautiful. When they said, well, all these people are going to be getting a lot less hours, and they're not going to get paid at all for them. And he said, well, they can use those less hours to spend that time with their family,
really?
And spend that more time that they were just on the job, not getting paid for. And so it's kind of like, no, I think you've missed the point here. Is that now they don't have any money? They don't have any money to do that.
No, they're just out of touch. And what they don't realize is that most full time salary people put in more than 40 hours. They'll put in 8 or 10 hours
yeah.
one day, or, you know, 12 hours one day. They might take 6 the next, but they balance it out, and they put in, most of them that I know put in more than 40 hours a week.
Yeah. Well, you think, though, business is heading in a good direction around here, though?
I think so. I think we're seeing energy to grow. We're seeing new startups. We're seeing, you know, some of the 5 or 6 year old startups getting some traction, hiring people. We're seeing homes sell. That's always been kind of a baseline in our community. Homes sell and home prices rising, not out of control, but in kind of a controlled manner. So I think we're seeing some positive signs. We still need economic development. We still need infrastructure to help improve economic opportunity. But I think for the most part, we're seeing a lot of encouragement. You know, we've had a change over in leadership of both of our economic, kind of local economic forces, the Economic Development Corporation, the EDC,
mm-hmm.
as well as the Chamber. And I think some renewed energy, you know.
They're talking about bringing that 40 and under group into the Chamber?
Yes.
Good
I
idea.
Think that's great. We're going to be the primary sponsor of that, I think, and supportive of it.
Good.
So,
well, that's really a great idea.
That's
you saw
future.
That one right away.
Yep. We saw that and said, let's do it. We were involved in SAC Metro Chamber, and their Metro Edge was their 40 and under group, and helped develop that and get it off the ground, and working with Jake to get things going here.
Great. Well, you know what? It's time for them. It's time for them to start stepping up and, you know, pushing things forward. You've got younger people running for city council. You know,
yes.
Adam McElvain is in that
group. A lot
of
different people to choose from.
A veteran and a younger guy. So, you know, I think that's good. You know, Leah Tate and Julie Winters, everybody. I mean, taking a look at things. Gary Catt, who's got all the experience in the world there. Okay. We're here with Eric Whitstone, president of Northern Vision at Five Star Bank. He's going to be with me as we welcome congressional candidate Joe Montez in the next hour. By the way, Linda, did you get a birthday cake?
I did, and you made it.
Oh, what
Carl
a sweetheart.
Carl made me a cake.
What a sweetie.
I'm telling you, you deserve it.
I did. I made my first cake.
Kudos.
Good man.
First cake, yeah. Okay, leaned a little bit to the right. All right, so it's okay.
That's hard to believe.
Yep. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages and the news with youngest
KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The Supreme Court throws out a death sentence handed to a black man in Georgia. The details from correspondent Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
The justices threw out the death sentence, saying prosecutors improperly kept African Americans off the jury that convicted him of killing a white woman. The 7-1 ruling in favor of death row inmate Timothy Tyrone Foster underscored the importance of rules laid out in 1986 that were meant to prevent racial discrimination in the selection of juries. The latest ruling probably will enable Foster to win a new trial 29 years after he was sentenced to death. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
Zika is quickly emerging as a top priority for health officials. National Institutes of Health Infectious Disease Chief Dr. Anthony Fauci says there have been well over 500 travel-related cases of Zika already in the continental United States.
People who get infected in the United States get bitten by a mosquito, but who have never left the continental United States. We fully expect that will happen as we get to the more robust mosquito season in the next month or so.
Fauci telling ABC's This Week all but six states have now seen cases of Zika from travelers returning from their overseas trips. President Obama has lifted a decades-old arms ban between the U.S. and Vietnam. We get more from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During a news conference on his first full day in Hanoi, the president announced that he was ending the half-century-old ban on selling military equipment to Vietnam.
This change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
The president claimed the move had nothing to do with provocative actions by China in the South China Sea, but made clear the U.S. was aligned with the smaller nations like Vietnam. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street right now, it's the Dow up by 15 points, the NASDAQ up by about 12. More on these stories from townhall.com.
What if 1 million people gathered together for one purpose? Jesus. Be part of Together 2016 this summer on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. On July 16th, this generation will stand together with Hillsong United, Francis Chan, Lecrae, Carrie Jobe, and many, many more, because we believe Jesus changes everything. Be part of something big. More information on this free event is at reset2016.com. reset2016.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Apple CEO Tim Cook laid out his company's plans for the vast Indian market in a weekend meeting in New Delhi with the Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
The Prime Minister in turn sought Apple's support for his Digital India initiative, focusing on e-education, health, and increasing farmers' incomes. Digital India attempts to transform India into a digitally empowered society and knowledge economy through the use of information technology. Modi and Cook also discussed cybersecurity and data encryption. A government statement said Modi suggested that Cook help the global community cope with the challenges of cybercrime.
As correspondent Jeremy House, a stormy winter chewed up parts of New Jersey's beaches. John Miller's a coastal expert with the Stevens Institute of Technology.
They both chewed up the beaches pretty bad. When the beaches get chewed up, what happens is the sand goes offshore into a sandbar.
In some places, erosion, he says, was worse this past winter than it was after Superstorm Sandy. Breaking news at townhall.com. Just another reminder of that thin blue line that police officers stand on as they put their lives between the criminals in society and American citizens. With the death of an officer yesterday during a traffic stop in Massachusetts, in Leicester, Massachusetts, Ann Hunt is the owner of Mike's Donut Shop. She says to the officer, Ron Tarantino was such a beloved customer, she named a sandwich after him.
It's a meat sandwich, and it comes on a donut, you know, so that was their big thing.
And she spoke to WFXT-TV. The suspected gunman later shot and killed in a shootout with police. Paying more at the gas pump.
It's another nickel at the pump. The average is now $2.32, and it's a total of 55-cent rise over 13 weeks.
The average price of gasoline has jumped by those 5 cents over the past 2 weeks, largely, says analyst Toby Lundberg, because of rising crude oil prices in the international markets, a trend that's likely to continue for some time. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:05 in the morning here on the beautiful, gosh, what is this, the 23rd?
Yeah, it's Monday.
23rd
of May.
Of May.
Wow.
Wow.
Spring has sprung and it's almost behind us.
We finished the rodeo and everything. Well,
Memorial Day weekend, the official kickoff of the summer season.
Is coming soon.
Yes. Doesn't feel like it today.
It doesn't, does it? Oh, my gosh. Hey, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Eric Wittstrom, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
And Linda bailed on us here because she's got things to do, but Bad Bob's here with the weather.
It is mostly cloudy for today. The high will be about 72 degrees. Aha. Stray shower or thunderstorms possible. Tonight, the overnight low will be near 50 degrees. It's going to be unsettled weather for the next few days. It'll be inching up into the 80s as we head later into the week. Shasta Lake 12 feet from the top, and right now 61 degrees in Redding. This is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Their customers are warm friends, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan, what's it look like on the economic forecast?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed after an hour and a half of trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 29 points at 17,529. The S&P 500 is off a point at 2,050, and the NASDAQ Composite is advancing 17 points at 4,786. Active stocks on the big board, Bank of America up 3 cents, trading at $14.55. Alcoa up 12 cents, trading at $9.23. And Chesapeake Energy off 7 cents at $3.65. For local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 3 cents at $27.04. Cornerstone Community Bank, no change at $8.32. Bank of Commerce up a nickel at $6.29. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 1.83%. And for commodities, gold is down $4 an ounce at $1,249, silver off 11 cents at $16.43, and crude oil down 37 cents, trading at $48 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Susan. Susan Eastman over at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive does a great job. She knows her business. Okay, let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Monday.
Yes, it is Monday. And tonight we will be hosting Tim Pappas for his farewell address.
I can't believe that. I saw that Tim Pappas is leaving us.
Yes, he is. He got offered an excellent position down in El Dorado County, which thankfully is still in the state of Jefferson.
Also, he's down there by his family and everything, from what I understand. All his family
really,
lives there.
It all came together very quickly for them, and we're really happy for him. But tonight, he's going to be finishing up on the Fourth Amendment. And I'm sure everybody's going to want to wish him well when he goes down there. And possibly, we're looking at doing some Skyping
Skyping him in to the Reading Patriots meeting.
Well, that's a good idea. I want to try and get him before he leaves, too, to give us one last shot in the arm. Here's the guy.
The 27th or something here.
Yeah. Gosh, that's like next week. That's like this week.
This week.
Friday. Oh, my gosh.
It is this week. He may have to call.
Yeah, he may have to call it in. Hey, he also was one of the – he works for the county, yet he sued the city on a couple occasions and won.
Yes, he has. He's been
under the First Amendment.
Yeah, effective that way.
Yeah. Okay, Sally, that's tonight. And where?
Tonight at 6 o'clock, and we are meeting at the Vineyard City Church, 3276 Bocelli Lane. Public's invited.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Okay, Eric and I are here with Joe Montez, who is congressional candidate for District 1 here. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Eric, and Bob.
So, Joe, how's it been going here? Is this your first foray into like large scale politics?
Yes, it's going very well. I think the movement is capturing the hearts and minds of a lot of people. The notion that people would have someone that cares actually about the people instead of power and profits, privilege and party, I think is a resounding message and one that's being well received.
Well, what would you say is a cornerstone of your campaign?
Well, again, it's being with the people. I've been up in the North State a lot, and people just say that they don't feel like they've had a representative, no one to take up the battle on any particular causes, constituent services, or suffering. They haven't had anybody take up the battle on Social Security issues, VA issues. There's concern about water. All of it really boils down to strong leadership and representation is what people want.
Okay. More and more laws are being passed, and even though they're state laws, we just discussed this, is that the Department of Labor came out doubling the salary requirements for somebody that's on a salary from $27,000 up to $44,000 to be able to receive overtime, which is going to have a huge impact on a lot of small businesses.
Yes. There are a number of measures that California has engaged in that really the small businesses are the victims of this. I mean, the increase in the minimum wage is another. What's happening or what will happen soon is as these wages go up, whether they're minimum wage or forced salaries, you're going to also see a corresponding increase in the unemployment rate. That's historical. So businesses can't support this. They're already struggling under a very bad economy, so it's very difficult for them to lift their heads up and survive. It's not that they don't want to. It's just that they can't.
I tell you what we're going to do is I'm going to take an early break here because I got some questions coming in. And we want to have a little more time to to spend on these. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club, where Linda and I attend. We like it because, one, everybody there is extremely friendly. Everybody there is extremely knowledgeable. The place is absolutely pristine clean. They've redone their locker rooms. They have a saltwater pool. That's what Linda likes to work out in. It's just it gives a super workout, and it doesn't beat up your body while you're doing it. Of course, they have every type of machine, apparatus, and free weight that you could possibly want. All of that at extremely fair prices. And like I said, it is extremely welcoming there. It is a club, the Wellgate Sports Club, located on the corner of Eureka and Court Street there. Give them a call, 768-1205. Eric Wittstrom and I will be back with Joe Montez, congressional candidate, District 1.
Paid for by Joe Montez for Congress 2016.
North State residents are excited about Joe Montez. That's because Joe is running for U.S. Congress here in California's 1st Congressional District. Here's nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Lars Larson.
It's been a real pleasure to know Joe Montez. I want to tell you something about Joe, though, and this is what impresses me. This is a man who grew up in some extraordinarily tough circumstances and rising to the top academically, and then go on to become an administrative law judge, and then to go from that to the private sector and be successful in the private sector, bringing jobs to Northern California. And I'm so impressed with what you've been able to do. And I look forward to the day that you can be in the United States Congress representing Northern California.
It's time for a new kind of leader that cares about the people. Vote for conservative Joe Montez on June 7th and get to know Joe at MontezForCongress.com.
I'm Joe Montez, and I approve this message.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, they provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, they'll subtract $100, plus give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer, not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see the store for complete details. They accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and they do your insurance paperwork. Cypress Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. This Memorial Day weekend, we'd like to invite all veterans and active duty military personnel and their spouses to enjoy 10% off everything in the store. That's right, 10% off everything but gas and propane for all active duty veterans and their spouses from Friday to Monday, May 27th through the 30th. It's our way of saying thank you for your service and your sacrifice. That's Mighty Fine Foods at 299 in Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families, too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda is in the other area now, trying to catch up with stuff. I have with me Eric Wittstrom.
Morning, Carl.
Good morning, President of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Espresso Joe's, where you can get all the coffee and different types of brews and drinks that you like, and veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in California, including a walk-in humidor that is just absolutely second to none. All of this in a better-known business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. Our guest is Joe Montez, who is running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District, challenging the incumbent. And, Joe, tell us a little bit about you, because some people may not know who you are. Last time you were on, we shared that, but let's get into that.
Okay. Well, I am the son of a very poor family. There were seven kids in my family, six boys, one girl. My father was a career military man. He was enlisted, so that means he didn't make much money. What I remember of him is that he worked two and sometimes three part-time jobs in addition to his full-time job just to keep us kids fed and and clothed. I learned also that when you love something, you work very hard, you're willing to sacrifice for it. That was a great lesson that my father gave me. I'm the first in my family to graduate from high school. All five of my brothers and I served in the military. In fact, five of us went in at the same time because, like our father before us, we believe in serving this nation and defending our Constitution. I graduated from college after going to high school at Sac State. It took me 16 years to get my degree because I worked 60, 70 hours a week. I graduated with 3.94 GPA, which got me into UCLA School of Law. I graduated from UCLA in 93, and I began my legal career as a prosecutor. Just about 8 years later to the day after becoming an attorney, I was appointed to an administrative law judge position handling appeals. And then a few years after that, I was appointed to a managing judge, managing anywhere from 35 to 50 judges, depending on our workload.
Okay. Now, you've been mostly doing this up in Washington State. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And when did you move back down here?
I moved to Chico in October of 2013.
Why?
Well, it was a desire of my wife and me for 25 years or more to move to Chico. There never were really good enough jobs to justify that. I have a very long history with Chico, going back to 1972. My high school coach and mentor from Chico, his name is Wayne Cook. I would visit with him, and I worked in the summers in the hay fields, helping him supplement his teacher's salary. I've met every year I came and met people in the community. I've always felt attached to the community. And finally, after trying for many, many years, an opening came up, which I was happy to take advantage of and happy to be in Chico. So my history with Chico goes back to 1972, even though, yes, I've only lived in Chico over the last 2 years, 7 months.
Okay. So you've been here for 2 years and 7 months, mm-hmm. and what other things have you done to get involved in the community?
I've been very involved in my community. And in addition to my more than full-time job, I have volunteered to give speeches, motivational speeches, to the Boys and Girls Club. I am the founding board member for Stairways Programming, which is a program that's a cooperative effort between the Chico PD, the business community, and the homeless community to identify people who are most at risk for harming themselves and others. Many of these are veterans. We take them into rapid housing. There's no barriers to the housing. We get them transportation to doctor's visits. We make sure that they get their medications, their other basic needs, job training. It's a wonderful program that is lifting people out of that and maximizing their potential. I am a founding board member, and I'm the judge for the Chico Youth Court. This is a program which intervenes in young kids' lives early. I was one of those young kids that needed intervention, and I understand the value of early intervention. And it takes them off of a path of criminal behavior and makes them accountable and understanding through a community effort, also supported by the police department and the business community. And I'm also on the board of directors for the Downtown Chico Business Association, as well as many other volunteer efforts that I've given to the city and helping them choose a new airport manager, etc. So I've been very involved in the community.
We had a Downtown Reading Business Association. It was disbanded by the city council. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd throw that in.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Chico ones are much more active.
It could be. Yes. Maybe that was it. Okay. A lot of questions. Okay, so, I mean, you're relatively new. You are to here. You've been, even though you go back a long time visiting down here, mm-hmm. and you decided to run. So something must have urged you to do that.
Yeah. I think, like a lot of people around the nation, I feel that D.C. is broken. I think there's one party at work. I think the left and the right are doing the same things. I think they're mainly establishment on left and right. They're not responding to the people. And, again, they're focused on things like their own power, profit, privileges, their party, but they forgot about the most important P, and that's people. And so I have some very special skills being a former judge. I have a very strong motivation to help with VA issues, being a veteran myself. And I just think that it's time now to step up and start doing things for the people to serve once again.
Okay. Now, there's questions about a super PAC.
Yes.
And that's raising, you know, a couple million dollars to put you into office. Can you talk about that?
Well, I don't think anybody's talked about a couple million dollars in a super PAC. The number I've heard bantied around is $200,000.
I'm sorry, it's $200,000.
And I think what you're talking about is the Restore America super PAC. I have nothing to do with that PAC. In fact, the law prohibits me from having any direction over them. I completely stay away from any other efforts. I am focused just on my campaign. I can't tell them what to do. I can't tell them what to say or influence it. So
nobody from the super PAC has talked to you, talked to your campaign managers, or anything? They have not had any contact with you all?
Anybody that I have identified as a member of the PAC, I have absolutely stayed away from and insisted that I won't have any conversations. Because, you know, not a lot of people know the rules. Since I do, I enforce them for myself to keep safe. My campaign manager has the same philosophy, so we just don't have any conversations even. I don't think there's anything, as I understand it, problems with having conversations. You just don't want to exert the control. But just for safety's sake, I just say, you know what, I'm not going to have conversations having to do with anything about my campaign with anybody but my campaign team.
Okay, so you have not talked to anybody in the super PAC then?
I have had conversations with someone in the super PAC once I identified that person was a member of the super PAC. But I did, as I just said, told that person, since you are a member of the super PAC, I'm not going to have any conversations with you. So nothing even disclosed about it.
What about before you ran? Did anybody come in and approach you saying, hey, we're going to back you on this?
No, other than just citizens around the community, members of the Republican County Party, members of the Republican Women's Group, just people that have known me and my contributions to the community are the ones that encouraged me to run.
Okay. So you want to address this
I think
message set out by the LaMalfa campaign.
Yeah, and I've been getting a lot of inquiries about it, obviously, and I'm assuming that people are calling into your program about it. But it's a glossy mailer, very slick. I can only imagine this 4-page mailer was very expensive to produce and to distribute. And they're talking about things in here which are just absolute lies. Let's start with the first one. A dark money donor is spending $200,000 to elect him. Well, there isn't any dark money donor in this. This PAC, the one that I mentioned, it's very simple. Type in Restore America Super PAC that's on the back of this document, and it comes up. Yeah, I mean, there isn't any dark money associated with this. So they're just creating a perception that there's something dishonest about this by using the term dark without telling anybody what that means, what that reference is. When I looked online at this super PAC and when it shows how much money, there isn't any money that's been reported in there. So I'm not sure where they're coming up with this figure of $200,000. When you look at...
So nobody's handed you $2,000 and put it in your campaign?
Absolutely not. That is absolutely false.
You would probably notice that, right?
Oh, yeah. I would absolutely notice that.
I'd notice $20 if they put it in my account. So.
Everything that's in my campaign is either money I put in myself to initially start it, and then all the hard-earned dollars that my many, many contributors have given me. They talk about, you know, this being my super PAC, a Washington transplant, and his super PAC. As I just said, I don't have anything to do with the super PAC. I never have. I never will. They use the term steal. You know, all these negative terms they're putting in bold capital letters to kind of create this perception. But here when we get down to, but here are the facts. They use the word facts about Joe Montez. Worked as a franchise consultant for a felon convicted of fraud and sentenced to 12 years in prison. I never worked for a felon convicted of fraud. I've never worked with a felon, to my knowledge, in any capacity. What I did with this particular company is I was one of hundreds of people who purchased a franchise license to sell from a portfolio of businesses. I did discover maybe a year and a half or so into this that the president had been convicted of a felony somewhere long in the past. And as soon as I found that out, I went to, and I secured an attorney and I terminated that relationship, which I have documentation here to show. When I'm happy to show and share with you, Carl.
Okay.
But
yeah,
okay. Yeah. So there was nothing. Right.
What are the other things they say?
The other things they say. There's three of them. The second one is worked for the law offices of a Washington lawyer suspended by the Washington State Bar Association for committing fraud on two occasions. I never worked for another law firm other than my own, the law offices of Joseph P. Montes. So that's a lie to say I worked for this lawyer or this law firm. This person was how this came about. I was looking for an office, a building for my law firm. In this building, there were two separate other law firms. I simply rented space there. I didn't have anything to do with those other firms. I ran my own firm. So when this lawyer from one of the firms was suspended, I had nothing to do with that. I had no knowledge of it. So to try to associate me with that is a lie.
Like us sharing studio spaces with another station gets shut down by the FCC. It doesn't mean
that you're has any impact.
We had anything to do with them. Okay.
Right. And this last one, worked for a company called Franchise Growth Systems. And then they don't say anything more about that. The United States District Court entered a default judgment of $6.7 million against the company and five capital or bold defendants for fraud. Well, they list the case name down below that. I was an independent. When I left that first company, I still stayed in the franchise industry. I did the same thing. I bought a license for them to sell from their large portfolio. I was one of hundreds of people. I did not know anything about this person who they're talking about that was sued. I have no doubt that it happened, but I was out of there in October of 2013 to work here. So when you look at this name, if you search it, Ari versus Buari International Franchise LLC, it shows you the names of the defendants. My name is not on there. I never had anything to do with this.
Guilt by association.
Yeah, they're really trying to work really hard to say that somehow I had some exposure because I may have breathed the same oxygen that somebody did. I mean, this is just out and out chicanery. It's lies designed strategically at this time to take away the rise in the popularity that I've had. And it's because Doug LaMalfa and his team are afraid of what I'm accomplishing. He feels threatened, and that's why this is coming out.
All right. We're going to take a break on that. I'm here with Joe Montes, congressional candidate for the 1st District. And, of course, Eric Wickstrom and I are here. Eric is the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank. We've got a lot of comments in the chat room, which is at kcnr1460.com. Or you can give us a call at 605-4567. It's 8:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years, voted best in the North State in 2015, and they could be voted best in the North State every year because they are. 221-2642. Give them a call or check out their website, homecomfort.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. And I have, of course, Eric Wittstrom, president of Northern Division, a five-star bank, with me today.
Good morning, buddy. Great to
be here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, off Athens Avenue, man's last stronghold. Best barbershop ever.
Ever.
Ever. Veteran-owned business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Best one ever. The cheers of barbershops. Okay. Sally. Good morning, Sally.
Yes, good morning again. I just wanted to weigh in on this conversation and remind your listeners that the last time Doug LaMalfa ran, his chief of staff was caught doing this some kind of discrediting with Sam Anistead. Tried to deflect it to make it look like it was the DeQuisto campaign that did it.
Yeah.
And then it was later found out that it came from Doug LaMalfa's office.
Yeah, he was playing, his chief of staff was really rolling in the mud on that one.
Yes, he was. So this is what I'm saying. This is not the first time.
Well, you're right. It's not. Okay. Thanks, Sally.
Thank you.
You bet. Oh, that's true. He did do that, and he got caught with it, and I think he was, I'm not sure, I think he was told suspended from the campaign or something like that, I'm not sure. Anyway, but he came back. All right, we're here, of course, with Joe Montez, who's a congressional candidate in the 1st District. Joe, we're getting a lot of questions here about economic recovery. I mean, you know, we up here in Northern California we're still at above the national rate average for unemployment.
Yes.
We're getting hammered up here with new laws from the state, and the Fed's just doubled the overtime salary qualifications. So again, in $15 an hour wages, what's your plan?
Well, I have in my own community of Chico, brought many, many jobs. It should be, we're estimating around the number of 200 by the end of this year. And that is primarily because, excuse me, I negotiated multiple agreements with a Fortune 250 company that landed them solidly in Chico at our in our airport district, and they have grown rapidly. They actually came with us on board in numbers in last June. About 2 months ago, I negotiated another series of agreements with them that more than doubles their physical space. And again, we believe that it's going to more than double the numbers that they are employing people. And I did this without an airport. Okay, Reading has an airport, and I think it's a very desirable area to do this. But high-tech firms are the ones that we can court to the North State. There are a lot of things that we have to offer that they absolutely love. With the power of Congress, I believe I can get into virtually any organization, and therein lies the opportunity to talk to them about why the North State fits.
Well, let's just talk about some things that are near and dear to a lot of people up here in the North State. The debt ceiling here that people keep raising. Is that something that you would vote to keep raising?
No, I'm absolutely opposed to that. I know that Doug LaMalfa did that in 2014, but yet when I see his mailers come out, he's talking about how upset he is about the budgets that balloon the debt. Well, he's partially responsible for that. One of the first bills, if not the first bill I want to sponsor, is one which takes a review of every agency, department, and bureau for efficiency and for duplication. If those agencies exist at both the states and the federal level, I'm in favor of removing the federal agencies. The efficiencies can be increased in every agency. Once you downsize that government, my bill would mandate that every penny saved from the downsizing of government must go towards paying down the debt, because we're not doing that. This year alone, we're going to be spending $426 billion more than we're taking in. You know, we're writing checks that we don't have money for, and I'm going to tell you, as a former prosecutor, if you or I did that, Carl, that would be a crime. It should be a crime for Congress to do that as well.
So you're saying the BLM, should be given back, all the land should be given back to the states?
Department of Transportation, HUD, Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of the Interior, most of it, including the BLM, Department of Commerce.
Pushed back down to the states with the accompanying funds for that?
Yes.
So they can run it?
Yes, and it would be in the form of credits, not getting dollars to the feds and then giving it back, because that's just a wasteful practice, but giving it to them in the form of credits to manage those in ways that make more sense for each of the states. They have them at most of these at every level of every state anyway, so why not, you know, let the states do the work that's not specifically mandated to the federal government? That's what the Constitution says should happen.
So you would say you're a strict constitutionalist?
I am absolutely a strict constitutionalist.
Trump talks about pushing the land back down to the states. Yet, and frankly, the amount of power that these agencies hold over our country is kind of scary at this point. But how realistic is that?
Well, I think it's very realistic, because what we see are, let's just take the U.S. Forestry Service, for example. They cannot take care of the land that they've been given. They have no business increasing the land holdings. And what they have is poor forest management practices that allow trees to grow too close together. They can't get to enough of them to thin them out. And so we have these super blazes. And what do? They keep allocating more and more of their budgets to fire suppression. And this year they asked for, hey, we have no more money that we can give to fire suppression, otherwise all of our other programs will fail. So please allow us to draw from the national disaster funds and use our full budget for other things that we need to be doing. Congress denied that, but Congress did provide additional funding for fire suppression. I say let's be smart. When we give it back to the states, let us do what we know needs to be done, which is thinning some of those forests, And clearing away a lot of that underbrush, which will then give us a couple of things. It will give us the ability to manage these fires more practically because they won't have as much kindling. But really importantly for us right now is it will also allow more of the water that hits the earth to be absorbed through the canopy and recharge our aquifers, which we're not doing, and more of it will flow downhill into our rivers, lakes, and streams. So we can do a better job than Congress. Congress doesn't have the feds don't have the money. They don't have the will. And I think we would do a much better job at a local level determining what's best for us.
Are you willing to push pork out here to Northern California?
Well, you call it pork.
Let's say federal spending out here.
Well, to the extent that we have skin in the game, we have put a lot of money into that pork. I would be in favor of bringing some of that money back. To say that, well, you know, it's all based on taxpayer dollars and I don't want to, you know, increase taxpayer dollars. Well, we've already spent that money, Doug. Let's bring some of that money back to us because we could do infrastructure improvements to our bridges, you know, to our dams. We need help, and to ignore that money that we've paid, you know, into is a problem.
Okay. We're here with Joe Montez, candidate for the 1st Congressional District. Running, there's going to be the runoff is going to be here on June the 7th. June 7th. Then the top two go into the finals there.
That's right.
And back in November. Okay, Joe's been talking about a number of things, including a mailer he said is specious at best.
Yes.
That has come out. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes to the hour of 9 here on Monday, the 23rd of May.
Together, come back and see me. 3 days to the living room. I really thought it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be today till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, we'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment, and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test driven it myself. But a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning. It is 55 degrees, going up to 72 today. Possible chances of rain, and then back down to 55 tonight. It's going to be cool this week, but another couple of chances of rain and start clearing up. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. A veteran-owned business. Yes, a veteran-owned business, as is Cypress Square Barbershop. This portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. Has a huge selection, the highest quality, and the most fashionable window coverings that you're going to find. Give Jerry a call and let him find some budget, find coverings and window coverings at Budget Blinds that will actually fit into the ambiance of your home at great prices that will fit your budget. Give them a call at 226-9027 or visit the web at budgetblinds.com. Our guest, of course, my co-host is Eric Wistrom, the president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.
Good morning.
Hey, where are you today, here, buddy? You just
I'm just watching the show.
By the way, this man, when I was having my turkey, and by the way, the announcement of the winner of the turkey contest will be tomorrow.
Oh boy!
Sent me two photos
I'm
of
on
wild
edge.
Turkeys. One, three of them, right in front of the front door of Five Star Bank downtown.
they were waiting to make a deposit. I think one
well,
may have.
They did make a deposit. I almost slipped in it on my way through. And of course, we're here with Joe Montez, who is running for the congressional seat. Of the first district, and let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, thanks, Carl, for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, a quick question. I just wanted to comment that I've heard Joe on the radio several times, and I'm truly impressed with what he's saying, and I'm going to vote for him. But I'm wondering, does he have any yard signs or bumper sticker location in this area that I can get my hands on? And keep up the good work, and good luck with your campaign. So let me know on the air whether you got any yard signs. Thank you.
Okay, Billy Bob.
Yes, Billy Bob, thank you so much. I do appreciate your support, and we do have yard signs available. If you'll call me at 530-864-5471, that's 530-864-5471. I'll arrange to get you all the signs you want, my friend.
You can share them with everybody then, right? Okay, hey Joe, Second Amendment, that's big up here.
Yes.
Is there, what do you think? Should people ought to be able to buy sporting rifles, that's detachable magazines with center fire, with, you know, pistol grips?
I do. I am a card-carrying member of the NRA, and I'm rated AQ. The Q comes because I haven't yet dealt with any legislation, but I am A-rated by them for my positions. And I support every position taken by the NRA because they just make sense. They're trying to protect our Second Amendment rights, and the state is doing its best. In this case, the recent 10 or 11 laws that they're passing in light of the San Bernardino shootings, they continue to criminalize legitimate gun owners for the actions of those that are engaged in terrorist activities. I mean, if they keep taking our weapons away, and you're just going to have the bad guys with the weapons. It doesn't make any sense that we should be in a position where we can't defend ourselves. That is a right, the Second Amendment, that allows us to defend all others. And, you know, the right to defend my family, my nation, and myself is a cherished right. And I'm not going to give it up lightly, and I know your listeners won't either. This is not something they're going to be able to take away from us. The greatest threat in the world today isn't Russia, it isn't China, it isn't even ISIS, but it is our own state and federal governments that seek daily to take away our rights. I'm not advocating armed uprising, at least not yet, but I'm going to tell you that they need to keep their hands off of our weapons, and we'll keep fighting and pushing back.
That's an interesting statement you just made then, that you're not advocating an armed uprising yet.
Yeah. Well, again, the guarantees of our forefathers knew that there was a potential in our government to become too bloated and to exercise too much power. And every oath that I've taken in both branches of the military, Air Force, Army, I took the same oath as a prosecutor, I took the oath as a judge, to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And I think that oath derives from the understanding of the Founding Fathers that, God forbid, that it may someday be necessary, but these are God-given rights to protect ourselves and what we hold dear. So we cannot allow someone to take those things away from us. Even if they suspend the Constitution, in my mind, they can't suspend what is God-given to me, and that's the ability to protect myself and this nation I love.
Trump is talking about bringing businesses back to the United States by dropping the business tax. I think we're the second. We've got the second highest business tax in the world, maybe even the first, which is kind of you've seen our businesses relocate, even now locating overseas. What do you plan? Would you support that?
I absolutely would. The goal is to bring that large, large mass of money back into this country. That will help us do the things that we need. It will help us grow in the manner we need. It will be an inducement and an encouragement to businesses to get started. They will want to do something with that money once it's here rather than just sit offshore. So with that money will come jobs as well.
Okay. I'm not the other economic measures in our country isn't the GDP has just been rising
slightly?
It's just like 2% over the last 7 years as an average, and that's can we maintain that, Eric? I mean, when we do something like that,
I think we need to grow it.
Yeah.
I think personally, we've come out of a recession, and we need to continue to push to grow GDP. And some of that includes bringing jobs back to the country.
Well, yeah, but 2%, I mean, that is so low compared to what it's been.
Yeah.
So what would be a way of kickstarting that, Joe?
Well, I think it's going to have to come from several different angles. But one of the things that I'm advocating for is this TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, is a disaster in the making. And I hope that Congress says no to that problematic trade agreement, which allows our government to be drawn into a foreign tribunal and directly sued without benefit of our laws, and on and on. What I would say is, rather than relying on one-sided trade agreements, I would say that let's look at what it is that countries want from us. They want access to our marketplace. It's the most valuable marketplace in the world. And so we say to those countries that want to participate here, we want trade balance. If you're going to use our marketplace, we want equal access to your marketplace. You don't get to sell more than you take from us. You don't get to apply, in some cases, 90% of a tariff charge on some of our farm products. If you do that, we're going to give you less access to our market. So what we do is use that as the leverage. If we were to bring trade balance to this country instead of the deficit that we have with many countries, there are leading economists like Clyde Prestowitz who tell us that that would create 5 to 6 million new jobs here, because the American entrepreneur is going to step up and say, there's this demand for these goods. They're not coming from overseas in the manner and amount that they were before. Let's step up and get some of this business. It creates jobs. At the same time, we need to work on, as I indicated earlier, these strangling state and federal regulations, which are absolutely choking the life out of our businesses.
A question came in. Do you support Paul Ryan?
I support whoever is in office that's doing a good job. Paul Ryan, in this discussion with Donald Trump right now, I want to see the full outcome of this. I very much dislike the fact that he's part of the establishment, because I believe that they are a significant problem. And I know how hard, just given my own personal race, how desperate they are and how hard they're fighting to stay in power. So that part of Paul Ryan, I don't like. What I respect about him is he has a great command of the numbers. He has a lot of great practical experience. I have hope for him, ultimately, that he can break ties with the establishment and do the right thing for the people.
Okay, you know, water's been such a huge thing here, the Klamath Dams and all this. The question was water for the farmers versus fish against piping it elsewhere, like fishes and all that other stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't favor the water transfers. Okay, what I, you know, there's a practice that goes on with very few of the farmers, not very many of them, but they have surface water rights, which they can sell. I'm not trying to interfere with that. That's a water right that they get to do what they want with. But what I'm opposed to is then going into the aquifer and pulling up the water you need after you've sold your subsidized water supply, because it diminishes the supply for the rest of us similarly situated water rights owners. We need also more storage, but we also need, as I said, to cull the forest to allow more of water that falls naturally from heaven to be absorbed into our canopy.
Okay, we've got a minute and a half left. Kind of, why should we vote for Joe Montes?
Well, first, I'm a former judge. There's a very big benefit that I can do for the people of the North State. It's one thing to be able to write laws. Okay, and I've seen many, many examples of bad laws. But as a judge, I know how other judges are going to interpret the laws. And at some point, every law that's written is going to come before a judge. So understanding the mind of judges, understanding the standards of review that they use in looking at statutes is very important to know in the writing of them, because you can write in a way that gets past challenges like ambiguity and vagueness. So you can write good laws that are designed to last. As a veteran, I have a real heart for making sure that we finally do what is the right thing for our veterans. When we bring them home, we have to give them the care they deserve. We're not doing that. My own father died earlier than he needed to because of poor care from the VA, so I have a personal motivation. This is a bureaucratic and a union problem. Has nothing to do with the party that's in power. I don't think it has much to do with the funding. It certainly doesn't have much to do with the 340,000, the staffing. So it's really about the bureaucracy and the unions that are standing in the way of giving veterans what they need. And I am in favor of privatizing the VA, except for some small units that deal with the unique traumas from war, because I want our veterans to get the care they need immediately.
Okay. Our guest has been Joe Montes, who is running for Congress in the 1st District. Thank you for your service, by the way, Joe. I really appreciate people who are veterans that are running for office. And good luck out there.
Thank you for your service as well, Carl.
I have... Of course, Eric Wittstrom here, president of the Northern Division of Five Star Bank.